Hey there, fanatics. Quick little message right before we get started. As you all probably know, the Sword Coast Adventures Guide is going to be dropping in just a short couple of weeks, and there's no better way to get that at your doorstep as soon as possible than through Amazon.com. And there's no better way to get to Amazon.com than our website, thedragonfisters.blogspot.com. Go ahead, click on that little link up at the top right corner. That'll bring you right to Amazon, do your shopping through there, and we'll get just a little bit of a taste right through that. It costs you absolutely nothing extra, won't inconvenience you in the slightest, but it'll just give us a little bit that we'll be able to turn around and provide for better content and better quality content for you guys. So like I said, go to thedragonfisters.blogspot.com, click on the Amazon link, and go about your business to support your local podcast.
The following content is rated M for mature.
Welcome to the Dragon Fisters podcast. Don't worry, we'll be gentle.
This is the Dragon Fisters Actual Play Podcast, episode 191. Last time, our party spent the better part of a day shopping around for passage on a ship. Though finally, Marmalette came to the realization that sometimes there's better travel, especially in the outer planes, than a boat. Now before we figure out what tiny little pocket dimension out in the middle of nowhere Marmalette landed them, let's go ahead and do some intros.
I'm Al, and I play Marmalette the Scholar.
Hi, this is John. I play Leopold Hardwick.
This is Dave, and I play Dorian Almax.
This is John, and I'll be playing Galen Brandybine.
This is Jesse, and I'm your Game Master.
And now, let's get back to the gameplay.
Now you find yourself on the other side of the portal, and in a new place. This one didn't burn you up in a fire. It actually did what it was supposed to. So you all walked through, and now you find yourself in the middle of a city. It appears to be night, though the area around is incredibly lit with street lamps that glow in impeccably clean white. Immediately, what catches you off guard is the immense crowd that's surrounding you. You guys basically stepped into the middle of a street, basically. Some of the people walking around look human-ish. They do have, you know, the look of a human. They tend to have odd color skin, hair, and or eyes, along with weird textures or occasionally even auras surrounding them. While you do see others that have strange snake-like features, some seem to have, are a little bit more fragile and elongated, so, you know, possibly a longer face, long pointy ears, very slender. Kind of like the guy that Marmalette spoke to from the Ravenqueen Guard. You also see dwarves and elves and halflings, as well as orcs, various goblinoid races, and just spottings of other odd races. You actually see some that appear to be half man, half possibly a goat or a ram, you know, complete with actual four legs. And you also see people with horns, and other somewhat devilish features. So, surrounding you, along with the people, Most, if not all, of the buildings that surround are built of either stone or iron. You see little, if any, wood within the architecture here. As you kind of glance around and you start to follow the buildings up a little bit, all of these buildings reach at least 3 or 4 stories. None of them are any smaller than that. Many of the edges of the ledges, including the windowsills and rooftops, are lined with dozens of small yet menacing blades. And while they're decorative and decoratively incorporated into the structures, you can definitely tell that they have a more functional purpose beyond decor. Like I said, there are no small shanties or houses here. Each building is either a large mansion-like structure that's almost verging on the obscene in terms of its size, or something akin to a like a condo estate. So you can clearly tell that there's several doors in each building. And you can tell by looking through the windows that there's various decor and various people. Most of the buildings have a gate entrance, and it leads to a courtyard. So especially that kind of leads to the ones that are multi-family, multi-place. As you glance upwards at the buildings, you notice that there's something kind of strange. Beyond the rooftops, you don't see a sky with a sun or even a moon. Instead, what you see at first looks like just large, bright stars, almost as if somebody kind of brought the sky halfway closer to you. One, do me a favor, and whomever wants, roll me a perception check.
Nineteen.
Nice. 14. What about Leah?
Yeah. 8.
8. Nice. I thought you were the scout.
I rolled a 1.
And what did Marmalek get?
28.
Jesus. All right. So basically, Leo, you're pretty much thrown off by the vast amount of people and just the surroundings. Gloomrot was one thing. But this kind of towering edifices around you is quite another. So you're more concentrating on what's going around you than anything. The rest of you, though, as you've kind of glanced up and you're, kind of just letting your eye wander upwards and you now see the bright sky, the bright stars in the sky, you soon realize that these actually aren't stars. But in fact, streetlights. And as your eyes begin to adjust a little bit, you begin to see the tops of buildings and people walking along the streets. So right now, you find yourself on at least one side of the city. And, just in and amongst the hustle and bustle of daily life within here. So, what is your plan?
Marm's going to immediately turn to him. Ha! Guys, I told you. And we didn't have to spend all that gold. See, we got here, and look, we didn't wake up in ice this time. So, what do you think?
Well, you definitely got us here. Now what?
Now we keep going. Look around. We're in the city of doors. There's so much we could try to gain here. We could learn so much. Go anywhere. Think about it.
Well, okay, so did your book happen to mention, who we could talk to about you know, figuring out how to travel through these doors or anything like that?
No, pretty sure it's not that current of a book. It's pretty old. So, I mean, we can go talk to people, figure it out that way, maybe.
Yeah, I guess we're going to have to.
So, when we look around, there's no, so the goblinoids are walking just as freely as the humanoids. I mean, there doesn't seem to be any animosity between any of the groups going on or anything.
No, it looks like everybody is kind of, for the most part, paying attention to what they're doing and where they need to be going. But no, it's not like, you know, you have like a dwarf and a hobgoblin pass each other and, you know, give each other glares and death stares as they do. You might catch the occasional glance or, you know, dirty look out of the corner of somebody's eye, but you have no idea whether or not that's a racial thing or if it's because they just played cards the other night and he lost a bunch of gold to them. Really hard to tell.
Sure.
But it's not a, there aren't glaringly obvious tensions going on.
Okay. I think when we first come through, because Galen's probably still a little tipsy, and, you know, sees the goblins and the hobgoblins and instantly, you know, reaches for the hilt of the rapier, and nothing sort of happens, and then he kind of looks around and he sees the streetlights. Is it like an M.C. Escher kind of thing where it's just kind of like all wonky in perspective with the streetlights and then the people walking around, or is it just because the buildings are that tall?
No, so it's, I should mention too that what you guys saw of the other city of the, you know, above you is, quite a ways off. So it's not like it's, you know, 20 or 30 feet or even anything like that. It's probably a couple of miles away.
Oh, okay.
So it's quite a distance. So.
Gotcha.
It's not like you could climb to the top of the mount of a building and then like jump to another rooftop.
Gotcha. Okay. So he relaxes a little bit and he's listening to Marm and Dorian just kind of trying to take it all in. He's obviously never seen anything as sophisticated as this, just kind of traveling around the countryside from little town to little town, so he's just kind of trying to soak it up.
Mm-hmm. And how about Leo?
Leo's just kind of standing there in shocked silence, kind of getting like cold sweats with all these just different creatures all around him.
Mm-hmm.
And just expecting to get jumped every minute, like every second, he's just like kind of like keeps looking over his shoulder and shit.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense.
Yeah.
All right. All right. So then, Marm, you mentioned that, or at least via the conversation that you and Dorian quickly had, do you have any general direction that you would like to go, or?
Well, he wants to find someone who would be able to properly direct him to someone who would be like directory for doors to get from place to place. So he figures, you're going to look over at Dorian, Galen, be like, so, you think you could sniff out another tavern? Usually they have, someone in there who knows a bit about everything. So,
I've never been in a city as large as this before, but, we can, you know, take a look and maybe talk to a few people, see if we can't find out where we should be headed.
All right.
Drinks on you?
I think you're the one who made money.
That's right. Yeah, we do have a couple of gold.
So drinks on you this time.
Sure, why not?
Sounds like a plan. Dorian?
It's as good a plan as any. We really don't know anyone here, and you guys have had luck in taverns before, so...
Can I make a... We have streetwise. I forget what the hell the skills are.
I believe that would...
Like that a would knowledge be... local, but...
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, I've never been here. I don't know if that's appropriate.
Well, that's also kind of tied into being able to discern information. It's not just innate knowledge or knowledge that you've learned from being here, but it's also the ability to go around and talk to people and gather knowledge from the locals. So that would definitely be applicable.
All right, we'll give that a shot. I'll look for like a surly-looking character. Maybe he'll, not so much ratty as maybe just a little worn. See if I can't find somebody that looks like they would belong in a tavern. Let's see. I rolled a 16 plus, where the hell is it, 7? So, 23.
23, nice. All right, first off, Marmalek.
Yes.
Why don't you go ahead and give me a 1d10 roll.
1d10.
1d10.
10.
10, nice. Actually, you know what? I'm very sorry. Give me a 1d6.
1d6.
Yep.
1.
1. Look at you. It basically works out the same way. All right. So, I say I'll tell you right now the area that you guys are in, now that you're letting everything kind of soak in and you're looking around, and you're able to gather up a little bit more information about the area that you're in. The street that you're in is somewhat narrow. Maybe 8 to 10 feet wide. And as you're looking around, you see that the street is packed with what you can tell are warehouses, workshops, tanneries, forges, foundries, and laboratories that are all just teeming with people. And all the various smells and sounds are really kind of coming into focus at this point. And the one thing that begins to kind of come to you is that the air, now that your portal has kind of closed and you're really kind of beginning to get the environment around you, the air is fairly thick and there's actually a almost smog that is kind of just filling the lower area of the street. Do me a quick favor and everybody give me a round of fort checks.
Ooh. 16 for Dorian.
Nice.
We're adding con to that?
Yeah, I think that's what Ford is, yeah.
It is, yeah. Yeah.
10.
Okay.
7.
Good job.
And 23 for Leo.
Oh!
Booyah.
All right, so you're all kind of just standing there, and as soon as your clean air from your portal, kind of begins to dissipate, and this fog starts to surround you and eventually envelop you. You're getting all the smells and odors and everything from it, and most of them are not pleasant at all. And it begins to just kind of get in your nose and your mouth a little bit. And luckily, though, Leo and Galen are kind of used to running into this every once in a while. Galen, you've been down to the Goblin City to the south and run into this kind of stuff quite often when you're down there. And Leo, you've gone through swamps and everything, so you're kind of used to dealing with the gases of that. And Dorian is just a beast. So, you know, this is, you know, he's filtering this with ease at this point. It's Marmalek, the old frail gentleman that is, kind of having issue with this, and it now begins to kind of creep into your nose and down your neck, and you can feel it in your lungs almost at this point. Oh. And, you have become nauseated by it. It's kind of starting to churn your stomach a little bit, and you almost like get a couple of, and you can kind of feel it in your throat, and, you know, it's kind of lurking up on you slightly.
Okay, wonderful. Does anyone smell that? It's a little bit, it's in my mouth, and I think we should find somewhere, different. Can we get a little get a move on? I'm having a little trouble breathing.
See, this is why I don't drink.
Actually, I could use a drink.
I think you've had enough.
I don't. Hey, Galen, can we get a move on?
Yeah, oh, no, definitely. Here, we'll go. You didn't grab that bottle when we left, did you?
No, I didn't.
Ah, oh, damn it. All right, well, you know, we'll pick up another one when we get there. You'll be okay. Just lean on Dorian.
He's just going to look over at Dorian and look back at Galen and just kind of do a go-on gesture with his hand, kind of brushing forward.
And I'm just going to kind of shrug and be like, all right, fine, and start walking.
Nice. All right, so we'll go back to Galen quickly. You said that you wanted to just kind of pick out the more surlier gentleman that you see and see if you can discern any info.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so you pick out a guy, and he appears to be at least a metalsmith of some type. He's got the kind of the thick black apron on, and he's got, you know, he has soot all over his face and hands, and, you know, it's clear that that he definitely works with his hands too, because it's, you know, all calloused and everything. But as you kind of get up a little closer to him, you realize that it's not really calluses, but he actually has like this thin covering of almost rock on his skin. And that just kind of seems to exude itself more predominantly in some areas.
I kind of take a step back and like, whoa, you know, because I reach out to kind of like, you know, shake his hand, like, welcome. And I'm like, whoa. I'm like, hey there, guy. Is there any place to get a drink around here? We're new to town, and it's been a little confusing trying to make our way around here.
Ah, you're new bloods to the city, huh?
Yeah. I mean, you know, it seems pretty good, but you know, we're parched, and you know, we just want to kind of kick back and take in the city here.
Yeah, well, you're not going to find much around here. You want to head over to the Guildhall wards. That's where you're going to find most of your drink.
What do you have down here? I mean, you look like you're a laborer yourself. Is this, you know, kind of the working man's district down here? You don't have your own tavern?
No, this is the lower ward that you're in right now. This is where we have all the, yeah, you pretty much said it. This is where we do all the work. This is where everything's made.
So
if you actually want to get anything, then you have to head over a couple of wards.
So you guys keep this place running then, huh? And I bet you they don't even give you any credit for it.
the work is its own reward, right? That's
what they'll tell you. Yeah. All right, anything we should be aware of while we're down here? Anything funky going on? We notice that there's goblins and hobgoblins and stuff, and nobody really seems to mind it. Not quite like that where we're from.
Not really. Where are you guys from?
Marm, you care to explain? I'm a little fuzzy on some of the details.
We're just travelers, and this is our first time through here. We've been all over the place.
Yeah, we get a bunch of you guys coming through.
Yeah, have you been anywhere else, or have you lived your whole life here?
No, I grew up in the cage my whole life, so I've been here since birth. Pretty much die here.
Question for you, then.
Mm.
Yeah, you know your way around?
Yeah, fairly well.
If we were going to go and try to find somewhere or someone who would be able to guide us to a specific door, a specific location, where would you suggest we go?
Probably want to head over to the clerk's ward, then. That's where most of the records and stuff are kept, so if you're looking for any information like that, or anything, basically, that's where you're going to find it.
With the clerk's ward. Okay. Thank you very much. Very helpful.
Mm.
Can you point us in the right direction for that?
He kind of gives a little smirk, and he's like, you guys really are new to Sigil, aren't you?
You could say that. 10 minutes-ish.
And he basically, at that point, he pulls a scarecrow on you, and he points both ways. Says, either way you go, doesn't really matter.
Okay, then. Which do you prefer?
Well, personally, I don't really enjoy taking the risks and heading through the hive. But you guys look like you might be able to protect yourselves a little bit more than me. So you could do all right going through there. But I also don't really enjoy traveling through the ladies' ward and getting all the looks and stares from all the uppity-ups over there.
Okay. Is there anything else? I mean, you mentioned the hive. Is there anything else we should know anywhere else that we might need to steer clear of or just be aware of?
As long as you keep yourselves in line and don't get on the wrong side of the guards, then you're all set.
Okay. Well, I really appreciate it, all the help that you've given. Good luck. Maybe we'll see you again.
Yeah, and he kind of puts his hand out and kind of like makes him, like rubs a few fingers together. Like,
so Galen reaches into his pouch and pulls out one of the gold coins. He said, "You know, I was going to do this anyway. It just makes me feel dirty that you asked for it."
Well, thank you so much. You know, always nice to have the kindness of strangers, and you know, anytime you need anything, go ahead and come by old Johnny here. I'll see what I can do for you.
All right, that sounds good. And what do you work on specifically?
I'm over in the forge. I mainly do I actually supply a few of the armories and such for the harmoniums. So, as well as a couple of the other little groups and guilds and such. Some of them actually prefer my work, so if you're able to stand the heat a little bit more than some of the other guys, so.
All right, well, we'll keep that in mind. Thanks for your help.
No problem. Thank you.
And then when he walks away, I say to Mom, "But Marm, you said we were going to get something to drink."
We can still, if we happen past it.
Okay. Well, I guess we're following you now.
All right. Well, follow me then.
And Galen will keep his ears peeled for raucous music or, loud bar type sounds.
Mm-hmm.
People just being, loud and ornery or whatever.
All right. Like I said before, most of the sounds that you hear here, are those of work and of productivity.
Mm-hmm.
As you travel through other areas, I'll be sure to point that out if it happens.
All right.
So which way are you heading?
The way that he said initially he would be more likely to take.
Which one was that?
I think it was the one that went through where the ladies were.
Okay.
I'm not sure if the hive and where the ladies were is the same one.
Nope, two different places.
Okay.
It was the hive and the ladies' ward.
Okay. Marm looks over at Galen and goes, what do you think? Ladies' ward or the hive?
Well, the ladies' ward sounds like a lot more fun to me. Leo's kind of a stick in the mud, but I think we can make it work.
All right. Dorian, ready to go?
Yep, I've pretty much just been waiting on you. You're leading us for the most part at this point.
Great. Okay, here we go. And with that, he'll walk off in the direction of the ladies' ward.
All right, very nice. So you begin to walk then, and for all intents, it was quote-unquote north that he pointed. He pointed basically north or south, and you guys went north. And so you begin to walk, and as you're going, the area that you're in slowly begins to transition. And at one point, the buildings begin to kind of get a little less storefronty, or not really storefronts, but a little bit more, a little less workshop and a little more warehouse and storage. And then soon enough, you guys actually come across a large stone wall. And the wall itself is probably about 15 or so feet tall. And it has a very ornate gateway within it, so leading straight through the road, basically, leading you into this next district. And now when you pass through the teams of people have kind of slowly been dissipating to the point where now there's not a lot of people around you. And as you cross through the wall and into the next area, the transition is very abrupt. And what were kind of these slightly narrow, compact streets with all this cluster is now a broad open avenue, and the architecture almost flaunts this spaciousness. You see buildings that rise up and kind of overhang slightly to the road and have very kind of ornate design about them. And each one of them, takes up its space in almost obscenely poor design. There's no, it's not, its function is not to create the most or do the most with what it's given. It's very showy when you walk in here.
Well, it looks like we're heading in the right direction, Morm. I mean, depending on what your intentions are.
Yes, it does look like the people here are would hold themselves in slightly higher standing and therefore be a little bit more in tune with the goings-on, if nothing more than for gossip. Let's keep going and see who else we can find. Or if anyone else can direct us towards the clerk's ward.
All right, we'll lead on. I'll keep my eyes peeled.
All right. It's a little bit better over here. No, maybe not. And he's going to start leaning on his staff a little bit more than he usually does.
Well, Marm, you okay? Is that portal thing? Did that get you? Or?
It just tastes like burning dirt and I don't know, but
we didn't think to grab any rations and stuff from the raving. I mean, I don't have anything to give you.
It's okay. I'll be fine.
Okay, I'm gonna walk kind of a little behind you because I don't want you to, I mean, just as a precaution.
I understand.
I will step back and let Marm continue to lead the way.
And he goes.
All right. So you said, Galen, that you want to, if you see any reputable people that you kind of wanted to see if you're going in the right direction at least.
We can do that. I was listening for the sounds of tavern noises, music, and the like. But yeah, I mean, if there's somebody that kind of stands out as like, oh, this guy might know what he's what's going on. I maybe kind of go over to him and ask him if we're heading in the right direction, or again, anything we need to watch out for.
All right. So with a within a quite a few minutes, though, and not any significant period of time, you actually do see a what appears to be a guard or of some such. He's dressed in very extravagant armor, and he has this very large kite shield with kind of this intricate spike design on it. And he carries this long sword sheathed on his hip, and he's walking very upright and purposeful throughout the town.
All right. So it makes me a little uncomfortable because he kind of looks like maybe Night's Watch kind of guy. It's not really my best friend, but I pull on Marm's, I touch the elbow, and I'm like, hey, let me go ask this guy. He should know what's going on here, right? I mean, he looks like maybe one of the city guard or whatever. And before he can even say anything, he just kind of walks up to the guy. He says, well met, Lord. Perhaps you can point us in the right direction. My friends and I are new to town, and we're looking for the clerk's district.
Ah, citizen. What portion of the clerk's ward are you looking for?
We're sort of passing through here. We're trying to get some information. We're trying to head to a different area. My friend knows a little bit more about it, but one of the workmen in the lower district told us that if we needed specific information, we should head in that direction.
Yes, if it is information that you seek, then the clerk's ward is the appropriate venue.
Ah, excellent. They have many books there, I would assume, and scrolls?
Yes. Oh, yes.
Ah, that'll be perfect for him. Are you on watch here, or?
Yes, I am part of the Harmonium Patrol.
Ah, okay, great. You know, we don't want to break any rules here or anything. Is there anything we need to watch out for while we're here?
You need to make sure that you do not commit crimes.
Ah, of course.
There is no assault. There is also no teleportation within the city.
That's kind of weird, isn't it?
There's no drugs.
Okay.
There is no theft.
I guess that makes sense. What are the punishments for these crimes that you speak of?
The punishment is dealt by the judges.
Ah, okay. So it's not summarily execution.
Oh, no. We very rarely kill people for their crimes.
Oh, that's good to know. I'll have to let my friends know. They're a little unsavory, a few of them, but, you know, they're good at heart.
As long as they keep in their places while they're within our city, that is what matters.
I'll make sure to let them know. So, should we just continue this way, or?
If you continue onwards in the direction you were traveling, you will eventually make it to the clerk's ward, yes. What is your time limit?
I don't know that we really have one. I mean, we just got here, so, I mean, we, you know, we're heading right over. I mean, you know, no time like the present, right?
Indeed. I will warn you, though, travel from this ward to the next, and then to the clerk's ward, is long and vast.
Oh.
If you are planning on traveling on foot, expect to travel for at least a day or two.
Oh, wow. Okay, well, we didn't realize that the city was as large as that. I mean, obviously it's big. I mean, you look up, there's like a whole other thing up there, which is kind of weird and a little disorienting, but yeah, we didn't realize it was so far.
Yes. If you were to travel from here around and then back to here, you would travel for approximately 4 days.
Hmm. Okay. Are there places to stay in this ward, perhaps? Maybe we'll take a break and continue our journey in the morning.
There is no resting for outside folk within the ladies' ward. However, if you travel to the next Guildhall ward, then you will be able to find lodging there.
Ah, so there would be a tavern there.
Yes.
Ah, that'll be perfect. So I kind of half turn to Marvin and I give him a thumbs up and a big grin. And I'm like, all right, well, thank you for your help. Then we'll continue on our way, and you know, I'll let them know to, you know, they better keep in line.
Yes, be safe.
Ah, thank you, and you as well.
Thank you. And he continues and along his patrol.
Yep, and I'll scurry back over and you know, let him know. You know, that guy says this place is huge. To get to the clerk's ward, he said it's like a whole nother day's worth of walking.
A whole other day?
That's what he said. I mean, the place must be huge. But on the plus side, if we keep going this way, we're going to get to the next ward where they have a tavern, and we can just stop, and we can go tomorrow. It's like killing two birds with one stone.
Oh, okay. That works.
All right, well, let's keep on going then. Hey, you guys okay over there?
Yeah, I'm okay with that. I think it's probably a good idea if we had the opportunity to rest and resupply. Like you said, we didn't have a chance to grab any rations or anything, so.
I mean, we were dead and all, so I guess we didn't really need them.
True, but who knows? This is a different realm. It may have a different effect on us.
Indeed.
So, yeah, best not to take any chances until we know for sure.
All right, well, sounds good. Oh, and the guy said, you know, you should probably keep in line. You know, don't commit any crimes or anything.
I'm fairly certain you have nothing to worry about from me when it comes to that.
Look, I mean, I just, you know, I'm just passing along useful information, that's all.
Well, I appreciate it.
Okie dokie. And he'll just kind of saunter away.
All right. So you guys just continue walking then.
Yep.
All right. So you walk for quite a few more hours, and your stomachs are kind of rumbling a little bit, but unfortunately you have no rations or anything. At least do you? I'm not sure. I'm pretty sure you guys ate them all, but...
I mean, we didn't take anything from her. I don't know. I think we did a little bit of hunting outside of Gloomrot.
I think the last opportunity we probably would have had to have eaten was before we jumped the portal.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So,
I mean, yeah. I drank a lot.
I don't... Well, liquid bread, I suppose, yeah.
There we go.
I know I didn't eat anything.
While you guys are kind of traveling, and like I said, the streets in here, the main avenues that you walk on do tend to turn ever so slightly every once in a while, but for the most part, the entire area is very organized and very open. So everything here is fairly spacious. And you do see the occasional person walk by you. Most of the time, the people are actually being traveled or from using various modes of transportation. So you see horse-drawn carriages. You see these almost what are they called? The little hand-drawn carts that people go in.
Oh, I know what you mean. Yeah.
I don't know if they have like a specific name or anything.
I can't remember what they're called. There was a robot chicken thing about them with
rickshaw. You're talking about like a rickshaw.
Yep, rickshaw. That's the word for it.
Nice.
Yeah. So there's people being transported in rickshaws and horse-drawn carriages and all this kind of stuff. And as well as the occasional slightly off-putting, like floating litter that doesn't actually have anybody controlling it. It's just, a couple of people sitting in a litter that's kind of floating by you. And everybody here is immaculately dressed. And suits or gowns and, top hats and all that kind of just flamboyantness going around. Everybody is very well groomed. You see a guy with a tail, but he has, rings along the tail that make it, pop just a little bit more. And, women with long ears, but several, jewel-encrusted earrings hanging from them and everything. And they kind of look at you, through the corner of their eye. You guys are kind of dirty right now. You're still... if you were clean, you'd look really nice because you are in the regalia of the Raven Queen for the most part.
Does that garner us any looks in and of itself?
What was that?
Does that garner us any looks in and of itself, the fact that we have the Raven's Queens? I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, and you don't really have anybody kind of staring at you or, at least they haven't shown distaste or disdain or anything because of your Raven Queen garb.
Okay.
And really you've only begun to get these glances in this ward where everybody's very clean and you guys kind of aren't right now. So you fit in very well with the lower district.
Right.
But once you guys moved up here is when you kind of started getting glances out of the corner of their eyes. But overall, you know, people don't avoid you as far as you can tell. And you even get, you know, a couple of nods from people as you, you know, get a little bit closer and possibly pass them. They will kind of make eye contact and give you a nod and continue along their way. So they're not ignoring you, which is nice at least.
Gotcha.
So, you know, like I said, you guys continue on for quite a few more hours. And eventually you reach another one of these walls. And this one looks pretty much similar to the last one. About 15 feet tall, made of stone, you know, archway, you know, arch gate leading the way through. And already you can kind of begin to, as you approach it, you can begin to hear the sounds of activity coming from the other side. And you can see people on the other side of the gate, and, you know, kind of off in the distance a little bit down the road. But, you know, definitely there are people walking around. And as you cross over to the other side, the wide open avenue that you were walking in now vanishes. And there, this reminds you a little bit of the previous ward, though not as organized. The streets are very kind of twisty and turny and, you know, have a lot of angles to them. And, there are, again, those very tall buildings, and these ones are definitely a little bit more ornate. It's kind of halfway between the first and second district, where, and you do see a lot of signs and placards and things like that. And you also see groups of people walking around with each other, you know, from people that are kind of, you know, flamboyantly dressed, but have very similar outfits on, to almost monk-like people with, you know, white hoods walking along the road, walking around. And you spot, you know, a couple of more ornery, you know, kind of thuggish looking guys hanging out outside of a building. And and yeah, so you see just kind of these small groups of people in and amongst these other ones that are just kind of traveling about, you know, buying wares and in various items and accoutrements. So where do you guys plan on trekking to with this?
No, Galen's going to assume that we're in the proper ward to try to find the tavern or an inn or something like that.
That makes sense.
So I'll stop and I'll say to those guys, are you guys getting hungry too? Because I think the guard was saying we should be able to find a place where we could rest here.
It's probably a good idea. Maybe that'll give Marmalek a little time to study some more. But yeah, I think rest, food, definitely a good idea at this point.
Yeah, Marm needs a drink or something, maybe something to eat. He's looking a little peaked.
Yeah, he's been making noises that are just kind of not appealing at all, so we should try to help him out with that.
Yeah, I've been trying to ignore that. That's why I'm walking behind him.
Marm, sound good to you? I'll take that as a yes.
Thumbs up. Just waves it at you.
Nice.
All right. Do you want perception checks or another knowledge local to snag passerby? Or?
Yeah, sure. Why not? Give me a local check.
All right. 22.
Jeez. All right. So you you know, as you're kind of looking around, and you hear the various sounds of people and bartering and everything like that, which is very familiar to Galen, you know, being part of a traveling merchant. caravan. That's, you know, that was your life for half the time.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is all kind of fairly familiar to you, though on a much larger and grander scale. And you even kind of, off in the distance, so you're not quite sure where to pick it up, but you actually do make out in the background the sounds of music. You know it's not the hills either.
Yeah.
They're not alive. And so you decide that, you know, you'll, you know, pick up a couple of people in order to kind of track this down and figure out where the best and safest and possibly semi-cheapest place is to be.
Definitely cheapest.
Yeah. So yeah, so so what kind of person would you pick out?
Kind of like the guy in the lower ward, somebody who's, you know, not like very finely dressed, maybe you know, plain spun clothes, you know, not necessarily dirty, but, you know, kind of, you know, maybe on a level that we're at, or at least how we look currently.
Mm-hmm. So you know, now figuring. Would you, yeah. So would you want to pick out a, say, a customer or a shopper, somebody, you know, possibly visiting, or would you want to go to like an actual shopkeeper, somebody selling their wares?
I guess probably to a shopkeeper, because, you know, I don't know if I would be able to tell right away if, you know, somebody else was just here for a short period of time as well. You know, give me bad information, or, you know, best to go to, like, you know, the local shopkeeper and say, hey, look, you know, we're new and, you know, we're looking for a reasonable place to stay.
Indeed.
I'll tell them that you sent us.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's not like, you know, when you go, like, if you go to, like, a gnomish city and you, or, like, you know, a dwarven city and you see the human, you're like, that guy is obviously a visitor.
Like, yeah, right.
In this, like, it's almost impossible to pick out, like, if somebody's just visiting or if they live here. So, yeah. Good call on that. So, yeah. So, you, you go up to kind of one of the shops. And there is a, let's say, go ahead and say it's a, the guy is looking fairly orcish. So he's got kind of gray skin and the, you know, a couple of protrusions that could be tusks, if they were a little bit more developed. And he's got, some fairly small horns that are, you know, just barely showing through his hair.
All right. So go in and the bell is ting, ting. Yeah. He looks over and, you know, Galen sees the guy and the guy looks huge. So yeah. He kind of stands up a little bit straighter and he kind of puffs his chest out a little bit. Yes. And he's like, well met, good sir. Perhaps you could tell me where would be a relatively inexpensive place to stay for the night.
Oh, well, if it's, cheap lodgings that you're looking for, then pretty much the only place that, well, I don't know, what's your budget look like?
Not a lot.
If there's some place that you want to get by with not a lot, I'd suggest you head over to the Oarsman then. That's, probably going to be your best bet in terms of cheapest lodging without actually, you know, having to hold your purse a little bit closer to you, if you know what I mean.
Okay, yeah, I was going to ask if I would have to be worried about getting murdered there or not.
Yeah, I mean, I'd keep one eye open, but, you know, once you have a door between you and everybody else, you're pretty much all set.
Yeah, well, that sounds good. You've been here for long? You grow up here, or you've settled down here?
Yeah, my parents brought me here when I was when I was a little kid, and lived here the rest of my life, yeah.
It's a good place, or how do you like it here?
Ah, good as any other. It's one of the only places that you'll find this amount of people, and you know, as long as you stay in line, there's no trouble. It's one of the last few kind of safe havens, so there's a lot of people that come here just to get away from everything else, so...
Live and let live, huh?
Mm.
Very interesting. Not at all what I'm used to.
Oh, really? Yeah, where are you guys from?
We're from a ways back. We're just, you know, we're passing through here, but it's a lot more strife where we're from.
Yeah, tell me about it. It's pretty much what every place is nowadays, huh?
Yeah, so it seems. What direction do I need to head over to get to the Oarsmen? Are we up the street here or make a left?
Come out of the shop onto the main road. Take a left. Want to go down probably about four blocks. And there's going to be a small little cross street there. And you're going to want to take a right down there. And it's only a couple of houses down. You can't really miss it, though.
All right, sounds good. You know what? I'm going to let them know that you sent me over. And... I'll drop your name down there. What do I call you?
You can call me Brute.
Brute. All right. My name's Galen. It's a pleasure to meet you.
You too.
All right. Thanks. I appreciate your help.
Not a problem. That's what I'm here for.
Great. And he will spin on his heel and head back out the door.
Yeah, and he
goes away from the stall or whatever it is.
Yeah. No, he's actually got like a little storefront, so. And he just turns around and goes back to, helping a couple other customers, so.
All right, now come back up to the group and say, all right, well, we gotta make a left out here, and we're going to go down a couple of blocks, and it's a cross street, we're going to make a right, and it's just down the road there. Be there in a jiffy.
All right, lead the way then.
All righty. And he steps in front of Morm, and then he kind of stops for a minute, and he kind of takes like two steps to the right, and then he heads back. Heads back out again.
He just shakes his head.
All right, so you guys continue down that way then, a few blocks down, and then you take the right. And, like you said, it's kind of hard to miss. There's nice kind of, fairly big tavern sign kind of hanging off the side of the building. A little higher than eye level. Well, eye level for three of you, not above eye level for Galen. But, still within view. And the sign is this it has this kind of slightly bluish white water that is taking up the bottom of it. And then there's this small canoe-like boat that's sitting on top of the water with this very bony, cloaked figure kind of standing up on the boat, pulling his way across the river.
Hey, Marm, what do you make of that?
He looks at it and then immediately just vomits everywhere.
Hey, whoa! Well, I mean, if you didn't like it, you just, you could have said, "Geez."
He's just wiping his mouth on his sleeve at this point. I don't think anything of that. That's just, I don't. Let's just keep going.
All right, well, let's go. I mean, you're not going to do that once we go in, all right? I mean, because they might just throw us out.
I think it's out of my system.
All right. If you think so.
Yeah, we'll say, too, that, Al, at least for the effects of the smog and everything that kind of got into you, that nausea is over.
Oh, that wasn't from the smog.
Yeah, but that's why I said that.
Yeah.
Whether or not another nausea sets in or not is totally up to you.
And before he walks in, he's gonna linger and stare at the a little bit more. Does it look familiar?
No.
Okay, good. All right. And then he will follow Galen in.
Yeah, he's already in.
Okay.
Well, he said he lingered, so I went in.
Yeah. And how about the other two of you?
Yeah, Leo's going to go in with Galen.
Okay. Yeah, same.
So kind of leaving Marm behind a little bit.
If he's, you know, puking, yeah, he's on his own. Sorry.
Oh, come on. It's just because you guys don't trust me.
That may be beside the point, but still.
Two birds, one stone.
Exactly.
That'll do it for us this week, but stay tuned next time for more of the Dragon Fisters Actual Play Podcast. Remember to go to thedragonfisters.blogspot.com and click on that Amazon link and head on over to audibletrial.com/dragonfisters for your free 30-day Audible trial. Also, in the meantime, you can follow us on Twitter with @DragonFisters, contact us with thedragonfisters@gmail.com, you can like us on Facebook, or you can rate us on iTunes, RPG Podcast, and Stitcher. And don't forget to head on over to the pointsofinterestpodcast.com for more audio awesomeness. So, until next time, roll 'em high, and roll 'em often. This has been a presentation of the Points of Interest Podcast Network, podcast by geeks for geeks.